हैप्पी मोमेंट्स, पल पल की खुशियां है विद अस टुडे अ डिवाइन गर्ल, प्रिशा सिंह. प्रिशा इज ब्रिंग्स पॉजिटिविटी. शी इज नो डाउट अ टाइप वन स्टार, बट बिसाइड्स दैट प्रिशा इज एन ऑथर. शी इज अ गेस्ट फैकल्टी इन अ यूनिवर्सिटी, हरसेल्फ अ स्टूडेंट, वॉन्ट्स टू बिकम अ डॉक्टर. She is a Kathak dancer. She is an author. I can speak, Prisha, a lot about you. Welcome to the Happy Moments, Pal Pal Ki Khushiyan.
Thank you, Dr. Sanjay, for giving me this wonderful opportunity.
Prisha, we are very happy to have a person who is so grounded, so humble, so loving. Prisha, I know a bit about you. Can you tell me something about your personality that many people do not know?
Yes, I'm a huge comedian. I love making people laugh, especially the ones who I love. It's something that not a lot of people know about.
Okay, even that part I was not aware. So Prisha, as you are a Kathak dancer as well, what is your favorite piece to perform in Kathak dance and why?
I love performing I Giri Nandini because I am predicting or acting as the powerful goddess Durga and how she slays demons but at the same time is devoted and also loves her devotees, and it's just such a, I feel so feminist and it gives me power which I don't feel in any other piece.
Beautiful. Prisha, can you share some lights on a journey with type 1 diabetes?
Yes, of course. So I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 7 years old, which was around 11 years ago. And at that time, we had never heard about it, and a lot of doctors didn't know about it too. So it was a really hard time to just get it together. My parents aside, I was not able to accept it. I used to hide my condition from others, thinking that I would be bullied. And yes, I was bullied. And it was not their fault because, again, there was no awareness at that time. So I was thought as a special child. But as I grew up, more people were diagnosed and I was introduced to the diabetes community. And when I first came on social media, it helped me so much because I saw thousands of people who were in worse place than me. And then there were people who were still embracing it. And that inspired me to accept my condition and use it to motivate myself to work harder to achieve my dreams.
Okay. Prisha, you mentioned community, people, thousands of people. If I ask, what motivates Prisha Singh?
It's the people themselves, because every person is beautiful. Their journeys are so inspiring that just looking at them, listening to them, gives me that, it's like a power engine to me. It pushes me that, okay, I want to be like them and I want to work hard too. If they in their conditions can achieve so much, then me with my parents' support and all the resources can do so much more.
Okay. Prisha, as you mentioned, when you were diagnosed, you were just 11. It means too young, not even a teenage. When your teenage started, and being a girl, how did you respond? How did the environment ecosystem respond about this type 1, being a girl in India? And then with teenage, lot many changes comes in the body as well. So how you coped up with all those things?
So it was very difficult because especially when my menstruation cycle started, 1 week before, during, and 1 week after, my hormone levels were just shooting up. and that creates insulin resistance in the body. So that's when your insulin stops working. And I even went to many doctors, even my own doctor, and none of them could give me any treatment or any cure for it. You know, they were like, okay, you can't do anything. You know, you can work out, but then during your menstruation, you feel so tired and you have cramps that you can't possibly do that. It becomes very difficult. And no matter how much insulin I used to take, my sugars still used to stay like for maybe 13, 14 hours of the day, it used to be like 300 and they wouldn't come down. But then about last year, I was introduced to CAM-APS. It's an artificial pancreas system in which the pump itself regulates the basal delivery according to your readings. And it helped me so much because now my readings are able to stay normal. When your sugars are so high, and as a high schooler, it induces stress and even more mood swings than which is normal. So it was very difficult for me, and I used to be tired all the time and I didn't feel like doing anything. But with CAM-APS, it got so much better, and I was able to sleep at night, my stress levels were better, and my readings were normal, so that helped me.
Oh, thank you, Prisha. Prisha, you mentioned a lot. You spoke about hormonal changes, mental stress, and then type 1 diabetes as well. But Prisha, definitely hormonal changes you cannot avoid. So what message you have for other teenage girls who are diabetic or non-diabetic even, regarding how to manage these new things in the body?
Yes, definitely. One thing is that you should take rest. Periods are underestimated a lot. People think that it's normal, but you know, according to scientists, our cramps can be as painful as heart attacks, which is, you can imagine, a big thing. So managing that is important. Taking rest is very important, but at the same time, you need to move around a little bit. Like, even doing as little as walking around in your house after meals can help regulate your hormones and even balance your mood. For stress, I would say that engaging in your hobbies is very important. Hobbies can be reading as well, but I would say that engaging in some activity, for example, me personally, I love to dance. It really helps me a lot. It elevates my mood and it gives me a break from my hectic schedule. So engaging in your hobbies or doing some activity, at least 1 hour of exercise a day, really helps.
Okay, Prisha, let me move away from these hormones and diabetes. How did you get into Kathak?
Okay, so I was introduced to this classical dance about 3 years ago. My mother always used to push me to pursue classical dance, but earlier I wasn't really interested. So I used to do, like, I've done various forms of dance, from hip hop to Bollywood to contemporary. I did a little bit of Bharatnatyam too, but eventually I had a dance performance in my school and I was in awe of all the expressions and the movements and how just one tap of the dancer's foot just silenced the audience. And I was like, wow, I want to do this. And so began my classical dance journey.
Okay. Prisha, good to know that besides a good student and besides handling life in such a majestically way, you have time for your hobbies as well. Otherwise, nowadays, students keep on complaining about only tuitions and studies. So Prisha, now, as we know that you want to pursue medicine, and that too in US, why you chose medicine as a career?
It is because, as I told you, I was diagnosed with diabetes around 11 years ago. And that entailed being around hospitals all around the years. And I grew up being around doctors, and not just endocrinologists, but I saw other doctors in the hospital as well. And I saw patients who were at their worst going from that state to being as healthy and normal as anybody. And that just was like God's gift to me. And it inspired me so much that since I was like 5, I think 8, I was like, okay, I want to be a doctor. And then that passion grew with me because, as I said, I was introduced to the type 1 diabetic community, and I saw people with worse conditions than me, some people whose hands and legs were amputated, or some people who were blind, or some who were having seizures. And that just pushed me to work harder to pursue my dreams because I wanted to help them. I wanted to see those smiles back on their faces, for them to be happy, for their family members to be happy. And that is why.
Okay. And Pishash, you have a decently busy schedule. So how do you manage your health? Mm-hmm. Keeping in mind studies, then extracurricular activities, then you are a faculty as well in Centurion University, and then host of other things on your table. So what strategies do you imply to manage your health?
I will say this straight, that it is very difficult to do it. It's undoubtedly overwhelming. But I guess you just have to try to push your schedule to accommodate those little activities, because that is what provides you a stress reliever in your hectic schedule. Because if you just keep pushing and pushing, you'll eventually burn out. And once you burn out, it gets really difficult to jump back. So you need to accommodate that. And I feel like accordingly, you need to see, okay, for example, for me, I'm a morning person. So when I was having my exams, I started waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning. So I could study in the morning, and then in the day, I could enjoy my activities as well in between. So that, you know, it's balanced, you know, I don't feel overwhelmed. At first, it is difficult, but I feel like you get used to it eventually, and it really helps.
Okay. And Pishap, going outside India, though medical schools are in India as well, any specific reason, and especially US?
Yes. One of the major reasons is the opportunities there for research, because as I said, I want to help type 1 diabetics. Even in the university that I'm going to, there's this professor who's researching about islet cells, trying to discover a cure for type 1 diabetes, working on stem cells and all. And I'm really interested to work with him and hopefully discover that. Then there's so many facilities there which are not provided here. And I also like their approach at for teaching students, because in India, not only in colleges, but in schools also, there's like our technique is based on memorization, rote memorization. But then eventually we are humans after all. After some time, if we don't revise, we tend to forget. But there, they don't push students for memorization only. They focus on application-based approaches, which really helps. And in becoming a better doctor and, you know, learning things better. Another reason is that the profession here has declined steadily.
Okay. No, Prisha, I would like to have a difference of opinion here. Mm-hmm. Prisha, you will agree that many doctors who are in US or Western part of the world, they have studied in these medical schools.
Yes.
Yes, they left India and now they have the name and as well as fame in US. So I do agree that as a human, you have the free right to choose. And definitely research opportunities are definitely higher in other parts of the world. Okay. Prisha, now because you have a very clear inclination, but I see in your eyes as well that you want to bring a change. You want to be a messenger of hope So therefore, what we, by becoming a big doctor tomorrow, what changes you would like to bring to type 1, especially in India?
First of all, if not a cure, I would like to bring devices in India, because India doesn't recognize type 1 diabetes as a disease, which is a major drawback. You know, our country at this state is the most in the world. It has the most type 1 diabetics in the world. And I would say most of them, about 80 to 90% of them, don't have access to these devices. So awareness is something that is already being worked upon, but I would definitely want to bring CGMs such as Dexcom and other insulin pumps, which are available at a cheaper price, because these devices are very expensive for most. After that, I would work upon stem cells and other things to develop a cure for type 1 diabetes.
Okay. Prisha, in your age, it's very tempting that parties, friends, night outs, as well as junk food and digital means screen time is always very higher. So how you are managing these distractions, I should call, or these today's modern age, you can say, lifestyle changes?
For me personally, I'm not that social. So I don't leave my home a lot. I do have friends, but again, they're more like me, so I don't party a lot. For junk food, I say, again, it's all about balance. So if you're eating healthy food, you also need to take junk food, because how long can you avoid it? I would say you can have about 1 to 2 cheat days a week where you can accommodate junk food. For type 1 diabetics specifically, I would say that if you're going to eat, for example, pizza, just make sure that you're monitoring your readings and taking pre-boluses about 15 to 20 minutes before you eat, which is very important. Otherwise, your sugars are going to spike.
Prisha, are these the beep from your pump?
Yes, it's my readings. They're slightly high because I had breakfast. And it is, I think that's the case for most type 1 diabetics, because they tend to spike in the morning.
Right. Okay. So Prisha, you mentioned that it's all about balancing, whether it's fitness or having junk food and the nutritious food. So Prisha, but how difficult or challenging it is to have balance?
It's not easy. At first, you'll feel like, okay, it's too much and you're trying to juggle so many things and you're not able to handle it. But then again, it's all about pushing yourself. First day, it's going to be difficult. Second day, it's going to be difficult. But eventually, you get used to it and it's just as normal as sleeping and getting up.
Prisha, one personal question. Prisha, balancing, managing type 1 diabetes, having ecosystem, when environment is not very supportive, because many people are not aware, not their fault. But Prisha, many people tend to break down sometime during these days. Did you have any of your experience, and how did you come out?
I did. I speak academically. Last year in May, during May, it was a very difficult time for me, because I was having my AP exams, my SAT, my dance exams and school exams at the same time. And I was not able to get a breather. I was not even able to engage in my hobbies. I was going to my institute at like 6, 7 a.m. in the morning and coming back at 10, 11 p.m. at night. I was barely able to catch sleep, because when I was once back home, I was studying and I was sleeping only for 4 hours. And I would definitely not recommend that, because that led me to having an accident a few days later. And I was in the ICU for 3 days. So it was a really difficult time for me. And I think in such times, you should not keep pressing it down. You should let it out, even if it's in the form of a breakdown, and even if it's, you know, screaming it out or, you know, speaking with somebody, you just need it. Don't keep suppressing it until eventually everything just goes out of hand.
Okay. Thank you, Prisha, for being so candid, so open, so honest. Prisha, I do have many questions coming to my mind, but keeping in mind last two questions. Who is your role model?
It's my mother.
Okay.
She is my everything.
Oh, beautiful. And Prisha, what advice you would like to give to other young people, especially those with some chronic conditions, about following their dreams?
I would say one thing is stay focused. Just look at one thing, which is your goal. And I know it sounds harsh, I know it sounds pretty old school, but I would say forget everything, because when you focus on that one goal, you're after it, then eventually everything just opens up. It's going to be difficult, you're going to have many obstacles, but I know everybody can push through.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you very, very much, Miss Prisha Singh, dancer, professor, student, author, and so many things, for sharing your insights in the happy moments. I enjoyed every word listening to you, and I hope all our listeners will get a lot of insights from you. Thank you, Prisha Singh, for being part of the happy moments. Pal Pal Ki Khushiyan.
Thank you, Dr. Sanjay.
Thank you very much.